So the Mishabura says really the preferred thing to do in this situation was to create a situation where he would be vadi chayv and then tila. So we're talking about a situation where a person was washing his hands with tibula b'mashka, or even for just to clean his hands, and he did it in a way which was a valid netila. He wasn't mesir das. If he was mesir das, so the lachas even what person washes for other purposes. A person starts a meal and he washes his hands. So we assume that there's a certain intent of kavanah of keeping an eye on his hands, and this subconscious awareness of the taras yadayim, and the tila remains valid throughout the meal. If a person knows that he got involved in something else significantly, he stepped out from the meal, have a conversation with a friend for a long period of time, he should wash his hands again. We're worried about hesek hadas. That's during the meal, but in general, we assume the person not mesir das, but the person before the meal, he washes his hands, and then he takes a while before he starts the meal. It's called hesek hadas. He has to wash his hands again because we say he wasn't keeping shmir sudayim, keeping his mind on his hands. But over here, he wasn't mesir das. He washed for that purpose, and then almost very closely afterwards, he decided he wants to eat some bread. So he said that my hands are clean. So Chayyadim said, just wash again without a bracha. Mishabura says, the Bir Locha, it would be preferable to bring himself to a Vare Chiv. How would he do that? He'd be Matama Yadayim. So how are you Matama Yadayim? The person touches. So we'll see later on in the Klal, that a person during the middle of the meal touches the parts of the body which are normally covered. So there's that's considered a source of zuama, and the hands would have to be washed again. Now, and we'll talk about that and the implications of that during the meal, what to do. Person goes to the bathroom. So all of those would be valid reasons why he has to varechiv natila. And now, when he washes the second time, he can make a bracha. That's the one point that the Bir Halacha says. So this is relevant to the night of the Seder. The first netila which we do is netila for karpas, which is darish tibula b'mashka. According to some Rishonim, there's no chiyuv netila, so that netila wasn't a netila. Now I come to the second netila later on for motzi matzah. So, but I wasn't mesir das over here. I was sitting there saying the gada, and saying the gada. Obviously, there's shmir shadayim. I can't be touching parts of my body which would cause not allow me to say divrei Torah. So there wasn't a hesek hadas in the shmir shadayim. So according to how can I make a bracha the second time? So the Bir Halacha says in that situation as well, a person should try and bring himself to a vadei chiyuv netila by touching a makom mechusa, etc. The Chazanish over here has a different question. The Chayyadim gave two examples. One example is the person whose hands were dirty, and he washed his hands because he wants to make his hands clean. So that clearly wasn't a netila l'shem hachshara. But the person who washes hands for tibula b'mashka, even though it could be it's mechalek whether you're chayav, but his intent clearly was to be machshir his hands. So we should argue that everybody should agree that situation should not need to wash his hands again. And so because it was a valid netila. Even if the halacha would be that you're not mechayav to wash in the situation, but his intent was for tahara and tumah purposes, so Chazanish finds that this halacha that you'd have to wash again difficult to understand. L'chara, it's an act of netila l'shem hachshara. I don't have a good answer on that question. But my said that this is how the Mishabura does bring down this din as well, that the case of a person washed for tibula b'mashka and then decided to have a meal, so he should wash his hands again without a bracha, and preferably bring himself in the situation of a vadei chiyuv netila. Have a good day.